This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
A opposition research paper that has been floating around. All of the news media has had it since August. Nobody went out and reported on it. Yesterday, for some reason, it was made public by Jake Tapper, who is a good journalist, and a panel of good journalists who say they've been looking at this for a long time. And they came out and they did not get into the salacious parts of it. They were just talking about the cyber attacks and the manipulation of the United States and Russia when it comes to Donald Trump. We have Jason Petrillo in because, can you give a little bit of your background just real quick?
Yeah, I was in military intelligence for the Marine Corps. I was on a maritime special purpose force that dealt with counterintelligence, urban intelligence, misinformation, a lot of things like that.
Okay, so when you saw this morning, I want to take this piece by piece, and you know, you said this is how misinformation works, and I said an hour before you got in, this is how the devil works, this is how Satan works. He takes a little bit of truth and then he mixes it with lies. That's how misinformation works. They don't take a whole lie, they mix it with truth, so you don't know where the truth stops and where the lie begins. Am I right?
Right.
Okay. So let's go through what was in the report. Russian regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Donald Trump for at least 5 years. Endorsed by Putin, they have been encouraged. They are encouraging splits and divisions in the Western alliance. It does not say that Donald Trump was aware of that. It doesn't accuse him of being aware of that at this point. Do you believe that's true, that Putin is doing that?
Absolutely, but I bet you could say that about every major businessman that's traveled to Russia.
Agreed.
But the caveat is, did they have knowledge of it? If they did, he would be in jail right now. If he did, he would probably be in jail right now. But they don't have evidence to that, so okay. He's not in jail.
So far, Trump has declined various sweetener real estate deals offered him in Russia in order to further the Kremlin's cultivation of him. Agree?
Agree.
That happens all the time.
It happens all the time, and his people probably rightfully warned him about that, and he stayed away.
Okay.
And he turned it down, so that actually looks good,
for him. Yeah. However, he and his inner circle have accepted a regular flow of intelligence from the Kremlin, including on his Democratic and political rivals. If done the way I explained last hour, where it's through a third-party operative, you are friends with this person, they have credibility with you, you don't know that they're being fed by FSB, maybe they don't even know they're being fed by former KGB. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Nope. He would have no knowledge. That's not the way they operate. There would be a random private investigator that handed him something like, oh, look what I got.
Former top Russian intelligence officer claims FSB has compromised Trump through his activities in Moscow sufficiently to be able to blackmail him. According to several knowledgeable sources, his conduct in Moscow has included perverted sexual acts, which have been arranged, monitored by the FSB. I'm not going to ask you if you think this is true, because we have no way of knowing if that is true.
Right.
Is that the kind of stuff Russia does?
I've seen that firsthand. I've been a part of operations where we try and stop that firsthand in Moscow. So, yes, that happens all the time to every political person that goes to Russia, and especially big businessman. Happens all the time.
Okay. Dossier of compromising material on Hillary Clinton has been collated by the Russian intelligence service over many years, mainly comprises bugged conversations she has had on various visits with Russia, intercepted phone calls rather than any embarrassing conduct.
Sure, but why highlight Hillary Clinton? They have those on every, again, person that's ever operated in Russia.
Correct.
And the United States.
Correct. Okay, so there's the first part. I have no problem believing any of that. I think those are all true.
By the way,
so
is any
far,
of that super unusual? We probably do this many of the same things, right?
Good point. Absolutely. We do everything that they say that they do to us, we do to them.
Okay. Yeah. And I have no problem believing any of this, that so far that they are trying to do that and have tried to do that to Donald Trump. I do not accept, you know, they said that he went to the Ritz-Carlton. I mean, this is how crazy this is. He went to the Ritz-Carlton. He found out that he was staying in the presidential suite, and Michelle and Barack Obama had just stayed there. And so he, quote, wanted to defile the bed. And so he brought prostitutes in to have a golden shower party that he watched. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that at all.
I don't even think there's even a reason to entertain believing it at this point.
I don't think so either.
It's so thinly sourced and 19th hand
and
information.
There's no way to prove that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
The only way you're going to prove it is it says the FSB has tape so they can blackmail. What would be the advantage of releasing that kind of story, even if it's untrue, Jason? Especially if it's untrue.
Well, there's no reason that this should ever made it to light anywhere. I mean, so this was released as part of
an opposition research.
I have opposition research papers for you as your chief researcher that I would never show you because you would laugh me out of the building because most of it's just rumor and just something we're looking into. If I would have done this in my former capacity as an intelligence officer, I would have gotten busted down and probably kicked out of the job forever introducing something that we're researching because most of it's rumor. Most of it's rumor. There's something called, it's a joke, it's called RUMINT, rumor intelligence. They have human intelligence signals, SIGINT. Mm. Rumor intelligence is a joke. It's like if it goes under the umbrella of RUMINT, you never bring that to anybody higher. It's just something you're looking into. This is so unprecedented that even a hint of this made it to the president, but then was released to the public.
There are so many stories like that about Glenn. He was arrested in Baltimore for drunk driving.
And you were with me
he
in Baltimore.
Killed a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
And
out
it's
there.
All nonsense. Yeah,
she was clearly 10, but still, I think. But let me ask you this, though. When you have someone who is saying outwardly that Russia did not, Russia, they're the good guys, they're not helping, they're not going after us, they are not trying to influence us. They have no. So the case being made to Donald Trump and to the president in this particular case was, hey, they really did try to manipulate this election, right? That's the case being made. Not the case that he actually went to this hotel and defiled a bed, but the case is they actually did try to manipulate you. Here's evidence of them trying to manipulate you. Not evidence that the stuff is true in the report, but just that the report exists and this is what they were circulating. If that, on that level, that is, I think, viable information to bring to the president and to Trump. Trump should know what Russian sources are circulating about him, even if obviously it's completely untrue.
Agree or disagree?
Well, I would agree that he should. Well, no, I struggle to agree with it because it depends on how reliable the said sources are.
Okay, so MI6, MI5 is like Homeland Security, FBI, and MI6 is CIA.
Right.
Okay. What's MI3? We'll get to that later.
That's a Mission Impossible.
So I think it's the guy who gathered this intel is former MI6. Supposedly, the United States has used his information before. He's always been reliable, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the source. That's where this came from. Why would we be quoting the work of a English operative who is no longer a part of MI6? Why wouldn't we take the guy who's no longer a part of MI6, take his information, then verify it through our own sources? And then go to the president and say, look, there's a bunch of rumors out there, but we've checked into them. These are the important things that have a semblance of truth to them that we could verify. Why would any of this be out?
This is not the way. There's questions because this is not the way it's usually done. The intelligence community would never quote a former MI6 operative. They would, for one, he would be source. He would be a CIA source that we would work just the same way we would work a Russian source or whatever. That just bringing him up that he is a credible former MI6 operative is highly unusual. I can't think of a time that we would even do that.
But I think this is why the story is so freaking convoluted, is that they didn't even, it was not included in their intelligence report. Right, the MI6 information, that was opposition research done by other political campaigns who used this guy who was supposedly credible and is reported as credible. So this is the stuff he went out there to try to find bad information about Donald Trump. And the credibility level here is not whether the events occurred. The credibility is, did this come from Russian sources that were filtered from the government? That's what they believe is credible about the information. Not that he did these things, but that they came from Russian government sources. The rumors, the lies, let's call them lies. I'm completely comfortable calling them lies. The lies about him having prostitutes came from Russian sources. And that's the information they deem credible here. And I think that's an important distinction.
Not the information,
right,
but the fact that it came from Russia.
Right. The people who were spreading it were people known to have associations with the Russian government and the FSB.
What do you think of that, Jason?
Well, no, I agree. And I think that this is so unprecedented that I believe that, and you hit it the nail on the head like a couple breaks ago, that this is not the way it's done. This would never get to their ears unless they could actually put it in the actual intelligence report and say, like, this is verified information. Right. It's actually so verified. Like, some of this stuff is so explosive. We'd be like, we've got the FBI knocking on Donald Trump's door right now to take him to jail. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much when it would go to him.
Yeah, because this stuff that is in this report, these guys are candidates for the electric chair.
Yeah.
I mean, the three people that they name in this, one of them not being Donald Trump, but all of them working for Donald Trump, it's electric chair stuff.
Oh, the...
So why would we get this report? If it were true, why would we get this report when we always hear, and believe me, I've had it used against me in a court by the government, we can't give you that information because it's an ongoing investigation. Well, there would be an ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
You're looking at high treason. So what the hell? There's two possibilities I see. One, and I'd love to hear your opinion. One, Russia released this, and Russia's putting this in to poison the water even more in our country, to divide us and to get us yelling at each other even more, and distrustful of our own agencies, our own intelligence, everything else. Two, our own intelligence agency is trying to teach Donald Trump a lesson. Don't screw with us. Is it one, the other, both, or something else?
Well, I think it's both. To go to point number one, I think that Russia has been actively involved, more so since around 2014. To, you know, kind of destabilize America. And it's happening, really. I mean, we're at each other's throats. The media has taken the small little revelation. Like, really, what did Russia actually reveal in the DNC hacks? Like, a couple of stupid little things. That what? They're minor pay to play.
Yeah.
And DNC didn't like Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Whoa. You know, I mean, did that really influence? I mean, people that like hated Hillary Clinton hated her more. The people that loved her, they didn't really care. You know what I mean? Like, so what really did it do?
Nothing.
Well, it's causing all of this hubbub. And the media is taking this to brand new levels. Now, it's part two. The intelligence community is, yeah, I believe, and you said this earlier, I think they're striking back. You cannot call out the intelligence community, call them stupid, say that everything they're releasing has been lies, and it's been lies since the Iraq War. You cannot do that. If you do, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. This, I'm telling you, this is not how the intelligence community operates. This is not how they release information. This is not how they brief their hires. This was released in a strategic way, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think it was released in a strategic way. I don't think that they think this is going to upend his inauguration.
They're smart enough to know, Jason, they're smart enough to know. They war game as much as you do, as much as I do. They know how fragile America is. They know pulling us apart even more and in creating this distrust of them as well is a horrible, horrible move. Remember, I learned about, I learned about the Bubba effect from them. The number one thing they were worried about in 2006. And they said, this is coming in our future. So the last thing they would do, unless they were just evil SOBs, is throw logs on the fire. So how could you say that they would do that? Why wouldn't they quietly do something to a president and say, don't screw with us?
They definitely chose a method that can be very explosive and volcanic. That's for sure. I don't think that they're...
So you believe that at the highest levels, our intelligence operation is putting our next president in his place publicly?
Yeah, I remember I said on I said on your think tank show not too long ago that there would be
you said this
reprisals
was coming.
For this. That you, we you have not seen the last of it. They are going to strike back in some way. This is a huge way. And you know what? To be honest, I don't think they're done. I really don't, because a lot of this stuff, like I said, is alleged. And
what's the wreckage on the other side? What's the wreckage on the other side? You know they are chess players. What's the wreckage on the other side? Think about that for a second. Come back.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.